This morning's responsive read came from Psalm number 4. So if you are inclined to do so, please take your Bible and turn to Psalm number 4. I've entitled this particular psalm, and again, you have the right and the liberty to entitle it as you see fit based on how the Word of God has spoken to your heart and mind. But as we read this particular psalm responsively back and forth, the title that I've chosen is The Peace and the Rest of the Righteous. I think that is encapsulated in verses 6 to verse 8. Notice how this particular psalm here ends. David writes, "There be many that say, quote, who shall show us any good? Unquote." You know something, beloved? I believe that the world continues to ask that question today. And I would imagine also that there are times and seasons when the believer looks all around him or her, and they look at the world that is currently unfolding in the recent events, events very near and very close to you and I, events that we read about either on social media or we listen on the news, events that really shock us. There are some events that are somewhat frightful, scary, to say the least. And so the world looks at you and I, and maybe we look at ourselves in the mirror with that reflection staring back at us. And even at times, the Christian may ask, who will show us any good? Because if we're going to be honest here this morning, and we need to be honest, there's not much good in this world when it comes to man, and it comes to man treating other men. One nation treating another nation, one elected official treating those who put him or her in office, and those who did put him in the office, how they respond to the one that they did put in office. And we look all around us, and yes, who will show us any good? Is there any good out there right now in light of all the darkness and the stupidity and the foolishness that we see abounding? Well, the psalmist not only asks the question that the world or you and I may ask, but he provides the only answer. Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. There's the good. Now, the question is an honest question, and we're not going to fault the psalmist for asking the question. It is a legitimate question. Who can show us any good in the world in which we now and currently live in? And again, on the human level, on the human plane, there's not much good out there. But when the righteous is willing by faith to lift his eyes upward, he sees a whole lot of good. Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. We're talking about the face of the Lord. And from that face emanates goodness, mercy, grace, compassion, forbearance. Notice, thou hast put gladness in my heart. Now, you've got to admit that gladness seems to be totally opposite in the way we've answered that question, who will show us any good? There is no good out there when it comes to humankind and mankind on the horizontal level. But when we look at the vertical level, oh my. What did Nehemiah tell us? The joy of the Lord is thy strength. And can we not say that the joy of the Lord and the gladness of the Lord that he gives us are one and the same? More than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. You got to admit that the person who raises his crops, has his vineyard, and at the end of the growing season, there's a bountiful harvest. The wheat is standing tall, ready to be cut down. The grapes are plump. They've been the sweetest of this harvest to make the best of wines. And we know that wheat becomes bread and grapes become wine, and the Bible talks of both gladdening the heart of men. But way beyond wheat and grapes, thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. So there's a comparison between that which comes out of the ground and what God can dispense from heaven. Again, we're looking upward, not horizontally. And then notice how this capstone caps it all off. I will both lay me down and sleep. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. Why? Again, this is in the context of that verse 6 with the question, who will show us any good? And the psalmist concludes with this crescendo, I will both lay me down in peace, so there's the peace of God and the peace with God, and sleep like a baby. For thou, and thou alone, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. So notice, the psalmist asks a very honest question, a very direct question, a very needful question, a question that the church doesn't need to run and hide from. When the world looks at you and I, and even they can recognize the stupidity and the darkness and the foolishness that's all around them as well as us, they ask the church the question, can you give us or show us any good? And the church needs to give an answer. And the answer is found in verses 6, 7, and 8. But then you go back to verse 1. Hear me when I call, O God, of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Meaning God gave you ample space. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. So notice that question is further answered even in verse 1. When everything around us seems to be nothing but blowing up one bomb after another bomb and man's depravity. Hear me when we call, O God of our righteousness, we can say. Thou hast enlarged us when we were in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. And then notice further in that verses 3, here's all the more solace. Here's all the reasons why you can be laid down in peace and sleep. But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Notice, but know that the Lord hath, past tense, set apart him that is godly. So here we see God becoming our refuge. He is our city of refuge. And then in that verse 4, stand in awe and sin not, commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Look at verse 4 and then look at verse 8. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. For thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. Verse 4 and verse 8 sing the same song. And so once again, verse 6 asks a very honest and direct question. And the rest of Psalm 4 is spent in answering that question from a biblical perspective, not a man-made perspective. Well, again, may God choose to bless his word. Amen.